Welcome, fellow Last Places, to another episode of LPF Debrief, where Chris and I talk about comic books, TV shows, and movies. And on today's episode, as you guessed it, as it says in the title, we are going to be talking about She-Hulk, episode 6. I can't believe we're already on 6 episodes of the show. It's kind of crazy that I think it's 9, right? So we have 3 more episodes left of this show, and then we are done with the show. It's kind of crazy. But yeah, so before we start, we're going to do the basic start off. So first, we're going to shame Yendi for not watching any of the content that we watch.
Shame.
We're just going to shame Yendi all the time now. I think it's going to be, like I said, we're going to get that shame compilation going. It's going to be great. And then, as you guys know, spoilers are ahead. So if you don't want any of those, please pause it. Come back. We'll still be here when you hit pause. And then just hit resume once you finish watching the episode. And as always, like, subscribe, comment, let us know what you guys thought of the episode. We would love to hear it. It actually does help. Even one comment or one like helps the algorithm so much, and we would greatly appreciate it. So with all that being said, let's get right into why you guys are here, and let's talk about She-Hulk episode 6. Chris, what'd you think of She-Hulk?
She-Hulk. The beginning of that episode, the fourth wall break that we get in the beginning, was hilarious. She basically said verbatim, "Alan, you are completely wrong of what this episode is going to be about." Yeah. And I was like, "Oh wow!"
Continue. Yeah, it was great.
yeah, I can hear myself. Can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly fine. Yeah,
I don't know. But you don't hear double me?
Okay, no, I only hear you once.
All right. But yeah, it's one of those things that it was just hilarious to see that she was like, yeah, this is a wedding episode. And I like the fact that they were like, I know you think the wedding or you think this episode is inconvenient, but we did, or it's because weddings are inconvenient. I was like, this is perfect.
I'm telling you, they nail every time she breaks the fourth wall. Like,
it's so good.
Always perfect. And it always seems like this tells me just before you go on, but this just tells me how aware that the directors and screenwriters of this show are, because they know, even because you got to remember, a lot of this was shot probably a year ago. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like they're doing this in real time. So to know, to already be prepared for the backlash or like the people who are going to complain and things like that, and just know ahead of time and to be smart and put them in there as her breaking the fourth wall, I think it's a genius that I don't think people are going to give it enough credit. But to know how people were going to react beforehand just makes it even better in my eyes. Like, they just knew some people were going to have a big issue with this. And like, it, you know, they talked about the wedding thing, and she did it perfect. Like, like I said, fourth wall breaks in this have been exceptional. And I love that she brought that to the forefront, just saying like, here's this thing that's happening. And yes, I know you're expecting more or something else to happen, especially after the way we left episode 5, but no, you're going to get a wedding episode. So
yeah. And another thing is that we got to get more of the side characters. They had 2 different things going on at the same time, which was perfect. Gave us a break from that awkward wedding, man. I felt so bad.
Yeah,
I mean, as always, we feel bad for Jen getting taken advantage of, and it sucks. And we think that she finds happiness and you know, I'm pretty sure that guy is like, you know, is just kind of luring into what's going to be next in the next episode. But it's just it was a fun thing to see her go to a wedding, have her boost the confidence. Everybody wants She-Hulk and everything like that, or Shulk. Everybody wants her, and then she shows up and she's like, yeah, I'm confident, I got this dress, let's go in. And they're like, yeah, can you not do that? and we get to see more of the struggle of like, okay, people like, damn if I do, damn if I don't kind of situation. But we did get to see the dress like shrink down to her size and everything like that. So
she still had to hold it though. Like, she still had to.
Did she?
Well, the first dress she wore, because remember the blue one she wears, she does have, she's holding that dress around because it's not meant for thing. But I believe her wedding dress, not the bridesmaid dress, was the one that shrunk down.
Because, oh, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because okay. she wasn't, I think, you know, I don't know if she was prepared for that, but I know for sure that the blue dress, she's carrying it throughout the episode after she shrinks.
Oh, well, I guess I didn't notice it. Also, we got a, I looked him up, but Mr. Immortal, that clip was hilarious. I was like, in my head, I tried to play lawyer and I was like, well, death do us part. Because the way he explained it was like, I die for a second.
Yeah.
And then, but we don't see it. We saw him smack the ground and just get up. Yeah. And I was like, hold on.
Well, he starts revives. Like he initially dies and dies and then he regenerates. So in the comics, he's a mutant. Or it's a weird thing because then they did this whole separation thing where he's basically more than it's actually called the Homo Superior. But we're not going to get all into the technicalities of it. But yeah, the weird storylines in Marvel Comics, not something new. But yes, he basically dies and then just regenerates. So that like you said, the death to you part, like that was his way of getting out.
Yeah, which was hilarious. I thought it was very good, and I love that the lawyers, you know, basically saying, you know, he's like, oh, I thought lawyers were supposed to be judgmental, and they're like, no, we can be. It's just, we're representing you.
Yeah, so. Mallory and they were like, again, another great segment with them, just like, you know, building that character so that you know, just so how we can feel about more of the other characters in the world, because I feel like obviously you need to set up, especially if you plan on doing a season two and stuff like that, like I talked about in the last episode, is that you're going to have to build those characters out because there's going to be times or parts of the story where you're going to want She-Hulk probably gone, or like, you know, someone might take her, and you want that show to still be able to have the comedy relief that it has. So I think building up the characters on the side is also just a great touch for them.
Yeah. But yeah, overall, again, another hit episode. I've been enjoying every single one. I don't have an issue with any of them, but what did you think of?
Yeah, I'm there with you.
Episode six.
Yeah, I'm there with you. Episode six was, for me, again, wasn't what I was expecting, and that's okay. Like, I think, the way that this show has basically told you at every step what it's going to be, even during the show while it's happening, right? We heard this was the first episode where we technically didn't get a MCU cameo or like someone that we know be part of the show. So this was a self-contained She-Hulk episode for the first time, which I enjoyed because it wasn't like, you know, they didn't have any cameos or anything like that. And again, it's fun that they can, it had its own episode to carry it. And not be, you know, have a cameo episode, which only tells me, though, I feel like now, after this episode, now, especially the way that it ended, I think we're definitely going to get what exactly is going to happen. Because, I mean, this was episode six, so 7, 8, and 9 are the last three, right? So,
yeah,
pretty much, I think this last three will break off of the main story villain, who that person's going to be, things like that. So, but still, having this kind of an episode is great, like I said, for future, because if you plan on having a second season and planning on people falling in love with certain characters, you have to build the world around her. That's why a lot of the Netflix shows worked, like, because Daredevil worked a lot because the focus wasn't only on Daredevil, right? It was how he interacted and how people still talked about him, even though he wasn't like the focal point of an episode, right? And in this case, they did the same thing with Mallory, where they're, you know, they find out about all of Mr. Immortal's men. And that, I mean, we find out about all of his relationships. And then they basically still had the conversation about She-Hulk, even after all that happened, which a lot of that stuff. Now I'm dropping the comic book references because there's a lot of, if you weren't there, like if you haven't read them or didn't know the sign. So. Intelligentsia, or whatever however they pronounce it, and they described it as like a hateful man babies, like stuff like that. That's actually actually a secret group that was made of Hulk villains that has the leader himself. Now the leader is important because he was just announced for Captain America New World Order, right? So, and the character who played in the Incredible Hulk movie is reprising the role. So for them to now mention that in this show, I'm not like, again, not one for coincidence. Like that's not something I think they just, oh, we're just going to throw this name in there and expect you not to, like, you know, research it, especially for the people who have read the comic books and who know that name once they heard it. So I just think it was kind of, you know, it's not coincidental that these things are now getting mentioned after he got announced. So I thought that was pretty cool that they announced that. But some of the other people who are in there, actually, Mr. Sinister, which is, I'm just going to name like a few of the big ones because some of them are probably never going to make it. But Mr. Sinister is in it. The Mad Thinker, who was one of the Fantastic Four's villains. Egghead, who is an Ant-Man, who's an Ant-Man villain. And then you have MODOK, which we, there was, you know, we apparently he's supposed to also show up in Ant-Man and Wasp. And then Doctor Doom. So like, this is like people who are going to be introduced at some point. Like there's a couple of other Fantastic Four villains in there. And it's crazy to me that like that group was mentioned. And then now like you have all of these, you know, villains and stuff that potentially could be introduced, even if they never make the group. But having that name there just kind of, for me, at least lets me know where their thought process is behind all that. Right. So I thought that was pretty cool. I love that they changed Mr. Immortal's character. Basically, he was in the comics. He's a very like alcoholic because that he just can't die. So like it kind of gets to him. So here we see a little bit more of a happier version of that character, just because it's like, oh, let me I'm going around through all doing all these things. But the important thing here, of course, because like I said, MCU knows exactly what they're doing and they're trying to appeal to the people who like they always throw us some nuggets. And he mentions that his first marriage was Baroness Cromwell, which is a vampire, which again is a vampire that's in Blade. So like, you know what I mean? We get a Blade reference. We got the Werewolf by Night that's coming out in October. So there's some things there, obviously, that they throw in there that, you know, that make you, you know, start to, your brain start to work. So they're slowly introducing things. And I think the way that they're doing it is really cool, because even if they never actually pursue some of these characters and they never show up, it's still cool to know that there is the research and they're paying attention to the things that are happening within the comic books just for reference. But again, to mention that, knowing that we're getting Blade, knowing that we're getting Werewolf by Night, where now we're going to go into, I guess, the supernatural part of the MCU, like to start slowly building that world, I think is a great idea, and throwing in little references like that are perfect to me, you know? So, what else happened this episode? But basically we had the whole wedding scene, which I thought, like you were saying, she has to deal with that conflict again of now she was more comfortable being Hulk. Like she wanted to be She-Hulk in that situation just to show everyone like, oh, I'm doing really well and I'm doing great for myself. And like, look at me, like, you know, I'm this big, powerful woman. And then the bride going, which I knew was going to happen, right? Because obviously it's, you know, the bride's day. She's not going to want to be, everyone's going to be like, hey, like, look at the She-Hulk. Like, she's here and like, look at her stature and stuff like that. So her asking her to not turn into She-Hulk wasn't surprising at all, right? Especially we know that this show is, it kind of breaks Jen down, her confidence, or like it seems like that's the goal to how are we going to break her from having that from having joy in an episode, essentially, right? So she, like you said, finally has confidence, wants to walk out as She-Hulk, shows up as She-Hulk, and then get told, hey, don't turn into She-Hulk. It's kind of like thing. And then we see her nemesis, Titania show up to this wedding. Basically, obviously, we all know, and she says it like, how is no one seeing this? Knowing that was kind of like, it wasn't a fourth wall moment, but she knew that we were thinking like, you know, oh man, she's here to ruin the
exactly.
You. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we knew that. So her saying that in regular dialogue was great. And then basically, you know, the Titania just going like, what are you talking about? Like, I'm just here because I'm dating this guy. Like, and we know that's all bull. So,
I mean, but we knew, like, I didn't think there was going to be a fight scene there. I totally thought it was going to be like, if I just show up and do nothing, it's going to drive her nuts.
Yeah.
Like, if me just being there. And I totally thought that was going to happen. But
yeah, I didn't think so, only because like they've done a really good job at least getting like a glimpse of her in action at some point. So I didn't know the fight was going to be like full out. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I did think it wasn't gonna, I didn't think it was going to like happen, especially after she got drunk and basically is confining into, I forgot the guy's name, but basically
Josh.
Yeah. Something like that. Basically, you know, confining into him, telling him like, I just wanted to show people, you know, that I was doing great, that I have a great job and stuff like that. But you know, when she initially goes, oh, you know, it's happening, I thought like she was just going to have like a random Hulk moment. Yeah. Like, that's what I thought was happening. Like, I was like, okay, what? I was like, why is she randomly turning into Hulk? Because she can control that, right? So, but obviously she was drunk, you know, different metabolisms, like we know in the thing, which is another thing that I love that they did, right? It's like she was drunk. Titania then punches her while she's vomiting, which is hilarious because Jen then mentions that later. It's like, who punches someone while they're vomiting? Like, just to like, you know, put that major, like the, you know, them just being like these rivals.
Sucks.
Yeah, like she sucks. Like, out of all, like she couldn't just wait till I finished vomiting. So I thought that was hilarious. And then her mentioning it was funny. And then her basically just Jen being like, I forgot how to do it. Like, she's trying to turn it off. She like bursts her shoes out. And then she's like, I forgot how to do it. And then it was interesting that they did an off camera turn, just because, you know, I always think that the Hulk, but that could have been like, you know, a budget thing. I'm not sure why they did it that way, where it was just like, I thought it could have been cooler as far as just the, I think what they were trying to go for was trying to do a seamless, like her vision was blurry. And then it went into a single, and that was her turning into Hulk, like showing that the metabolism thing that we talked about, like she went from being drunk to clear headed. But I think they could have done that a little bit better. It looked kind of odd because it just looked like a quick cut opposed to what I think they were going for. But she does turn into Hulk. They have that, you know, fight scene basically. And then she basically, I mean, the funniest moment for me during that whole fight is when Titania runs into that waiter. And if you go back, bro, the waiter takes this dramatic fall for no reason. Like, it is way more than it should be. And I guess this was to show how strong, you know, Titania is.
Yes,
but, bro, if you go back and watch it, like, I'm going to make a gif of it because, like, he falls so, like, dramatic. Like, he literally, like, his, not only does he not, like, fall properly because she runs into him and his legs go like this, like just like, bro, it is so dramatic. And I don't know why he fell like that instead of getting pushed back, but it was great. I had to watch it a few times. I laughed because go back and watch it. Like, he falls so dramatic, it's so funny. But that happens, the ice falls on the ground, and then Titania face gets messed up,
bro. Okay, so hold on real quick. The teeth, right? Yeah. Her veneers look like something I can get from Party City,
bro,
and
for
pop
sure
them out.
Yes,
I was like, this is bad. And then on top of that, we got the DJ with an air horn,
cousin, by the way.
And
that's what you call his cousin, Jen's cousin.
Yeah, Jen's cousin.
And she's basically he's just like, and his DJ name was hilarious. It was like incredible, like it was like a pun with Hulk. It was like something weird.
You can tell, you know, since he's with the family of Hulks, like he's like, oh, I'm gonna be.
You got to take full advantage. I mean, he probably got that wedding book because of that. So
yeah,
I like that there's little things that they do in the background of the show that I really just highly appreciate. Like, it's just those little small subtle things. But yeah, like you said, the teeth thing, I was going to get to that. Looked like legit looked like the ones you buy at Party City. It's like those nasty teeth that have like, they're just missing a bunch of teeth. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I guess that was the goal, right? To show her like really have some messed up teeth from this fall. But honestly, we've seen her take punches. Like, so I don't know why the floor messed up her face that bad, but whatever. I guess they were going for the comedy aspect. It worked because she looked awful and she grabs the cake and is like, I'm taking this too. And then we see the bride show up and we think, oh, the bride's going to be pissed that she turns into Hulk. And then, but she's not because she's drunk. And like her real thoughts are like, oh no, like I love you. Like I'm such a big fan.
The other thing, right, in this moment was that we couldn't tell. I feel like she thought that the audience couldn't tell that she was drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Because at first when she walks up, she's like, oh my gosh, she Hulk's at my wedding. And yeah. You think like, oh, this jerk, like she's trying to not jerk, but like she's trying to
be sarcastic. You know, down,
yeah, the situation and all that. And then I feel like the actress made the decision of like, I'm not playing drunk enough. And she closes one eye. Yeah. Like, I was like,
what? They had to do a little, it could have been a director's note. Who knows?
It was so funny seeing that happen. Like, what? I was like, okay, I get it. You're drunk. Okay.
Yeah, that was a good one. But yeah, she basically says, you know, she is a big She-Hulk fan. So, and again, it's one of those things that are just playing with Jen's, like, because some people, like, not everyone's being real with her, right? Like, she doesn't know there's a balance somewhere that she, like, she knows internally, right? But the outside world is trying to give her a different balance. And I think that is such a cool way. I said, like, I've always bragged about it, but I feel like it's such a cool way to distinguish that character's like internal like issues of being the Hulk without having a side, what you call it, without having like an alter ego kind of like the Hulk, like Bruce does. We also noticed that she calls Bruce and is looking for him, and Bruce is not picking up the phone because obviously we saw when he went to like deep space, and again, just alluding to things with what they're going to do with Hulk. He's probably in, he might not be in some kind of danger again, but the way that they're telling the story is a little bit different. So I'm interested to see when's the next time we see Hulk, because I do want to know where he's at, like at this point, like what are we doing with the Hulk next? I think we'll have to wait a little bit before that, but we do know that just by keeping him in the conversation, that it's going to happen. Like we'll probably see him again, if not this season, then definitely next season, or maybe for the end credit scene of the last episode. But yeah, another episode we didn't have the end credit scene. This episode does end with her eating fries with Josh and basically finding someone who is looking for with that needle that the wrecking crew had, who was basically looking for a thing, and they've someone's got eyes on her. So I don't know if I want,
like, I couldn't tell if Josh was like actually part of it or not, because I had that sense of like, oh, she's finding happiness and everything. But at the, and then that scene showed up and I was like, oh no, this guy's like,
yeah, he might be legit. Yeah.
But yeah, so
it was a tough one. And I like that though. I like that we don't know, because I felt the same way. I didn't know if he was being legit, like actually, you know, trying to talk to Jen, or if he was trying to lure her in because he knows that he has to, the only way they're going to be able to pierce her skin anyway is if she's Jen. So I think maybe that could be his thought process behind it, because, you know, they're going to want the blood so that they can do whatever they can with it, you know, build a Hulk army, you know, the normal kind of superhuman like issue thing. So I'm interested to see if that's something that takes place later on. Like, is that what he's doing, or is he just like really just being nice to Jen? But we see the Hulk King, who is another nod to the comic books, just another Bruce Banner, you know, just one of Bruce Banner's like villains and stuff like that. So we'll see. I'm interested to see who this person is, because I want to think it's the leader, right? And the only reason why I said that was just because of the things that are being brought up. And also, I think it would be cooler if he was introduced now, opposed to introducing him into New World Order. But or it could be someone else. Like, you know what I mean? Maybe she has her own villain, which I think works too. But I think if they're going to go with the connectivity of how this connects, I think they're going to do it that way. And then maybe this is why, you know, Daredevil shows up too, because there could be some, like, you know, adding issues. So all of that is interested to see in these last three episodes that we're going to get. So I am interested. Again, I've been enjoying the show. I don't care what anyone says. Every time I watch it, it's a nice 30 minutes. I have a good time. And then we come in and talk about it and we both enjoy it. So yeah. I don't see, like, you know, if you don't like the show, don't waste your time commenting about it. Like, just say you don't like the show and then watch something else, because let me tell you, there is plenty of content to watch out there. Okay. Like, you got Andor that came out yesterday. You got a bunch of stuff you could watch. So you don't have to like basically tell us how much you hate this by showing, like, telling other people, oh, I don't like the show. Guess what? We don't care.
You're not
going
like
to
convert
it.
People. Yeah, like honestly.
The same way we're not going to convert you that this is a good show, is the same way you're not going to convert us that it's a bad show. So at the end of the day, if you don't like it, just stop watching it, period. Mm-hmm. And then you don't, that's the best thing about it. You have a choice to watch it. You don't have to. So your commenting and stuff like that is doing nothing for anyone. So Marvel's going to make the show whether you like it or not, as they've proven. So it is what it is. But before we wrap it all up, Chris, do you have a favorite moment of the episode?
Favorite moment of the episode, I'm going to go with the fight, because there was just a lot going on. Now that I know that the waiter's there, Brie hasn't watched the episode, so whenever I rewatch it with her, I'm going to look out for that. But it was just a lot of corny, like, small things, the very, very small things. So the waiter falling, her teeth, the DJ, all that stuff was hilarious. Yeah. So,
and it worked for the show too. It just fits the show's vibe. I was a fan of basically all of the little hidden things in the back, like all of the little Easter eggs and appearances, because it gets me excited to know, like, again, I would have never dreamed in a million years that we would get this universe that basically, like, I've read as a, like, you know, a kid growing up, and now seeing, like, all of these, like, low-key characters being introduced, like Mr. Immortal, and, like, you know, just the signs of, like, all these things, to me is so dope. I also really liked the whole Mallory and Nikki scene. I thought when Nikki, like, pretty much gave the whole gave them all, like, the way that it was going to work, how the plan was going to work and all that, I thought that was really cool. And then Mallory gaining that respect for her, like, yeah, that was unconventional, but it worked. Like, you know what I mean? So just that little side thing. And you can see Mallory kind of turning over a leaf, even with that whole information that she knew, they knew about the death threats and things, and being like, you know, Jen doesn't need that in her head. She's kind of converting into their friends. And I think that's pretty cool. Like a nice little twist that they're doing. So, or, I mean, it could be all a ruse. Who knows? Who knows at this point, but I'm interested to see it, what it is. So that is going to wrap it up for us, guys. Thank you for joining us on this episode. Again, like, subscribe, comment, let us know what you guys thought of the episode, share. If you guys are not into She-Hulk, we have plenty of other things that are out too. I dropped the Andor episode 1 and 3.
Which I will catch back up on after.
I think you'll be trip. Back by 5, right? What? How long are you gone?
Until the 2nd.
The 2nd. Yeah. So, So next week. Yeah, I'll do one episode 4. So you'll be on episode 5 when you come back.
Yeah, and then also I will miss an episode of She-Hulk. I'll try to send a video of my quick thoughts.
And I'll like clip it in or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then we have also, I got the Rings of Power coming out, House of the Dragon. So anything, if you're watching any of those stuff, they will be out with my thoughts. So check those out. And yeah, that's going to be it. So thank you again, guys, for joining us. That is going to be it for us today. Until next time, Fire Team